This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Out to Theodore. Near circle for Carlson. Shoots. He scores! 2-0 Vegas. A power play goal.
Yeah, that game was decided in the second period last night. Vegas domination. They scored three times. They win 3-0. We are tied up at one apiece in the Western Conference Finals with the Golden Knights and the Stars. And we had to bring back our favorite hockey guest, Brent Severn, Fox Sports Southwest. He slicked back the hair like he told us he was going to do before the Colorado series started. And here we are, tied at one game apiece. Brent, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. What happened last night?
Well, first of all, how many hockey guests do you really have?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You and you?
Yeah, exactly. So I appreciate you pumping my tires, but let you put me in queue. I'm top of the list.
Dang it. Damn you, Brent.
Yo, it's G Dollar Sign.
That's right.
Well, first of all, good morning, guys. And I love that you're talking hockey at 7:45 in the morning. It's awesome. But, yeah, last night was a tough one for the Stars. They really gifted the Vegas Golden Knights three goals is what happened. And I thought overall Vegas elevated their game. They were stronger. They were tougher along the boards. You knew they were going to, well, the Stars knew they were going to come out harder. They were going to check. They were going to forecheck. And they were going to really establish the physical aspect of the game. But if you look at the three goals against the Stars, the first one was because of a bad change. Stars got mixed up in the way they were changing guys and gave a wide-open chance to Vegas. The second one was a giveaway on the penalty kill and the breakdowns all over the ice. And then the third one, the top line for the Stars, Sagan cheats down and allows a three-on-one to happen. And you got to give it to Vegas, though. They were able to convert on those chances. But really, the Stars just handed it to them on a platter, I thought.
And Brent, just because, like, you know, in the previous two series, they were able to score, you know, goals in bunches. Vegas goalie isn't doing that. Like, this isn't a team where you can make mistakes against, is it?
No, and it's a lot more defensive. Like, when you look at the two teams, the Colorado Avalanche, where they're a run-and-gun team, and the Stars, I felt, got caught up in that, moving back and forth, trading chances, and that's why we have the elevated scores. Vegas is more like the Stars. They want to shut you down. They do not have the high-end offensive talent that the Colorado Avalanche do. You know, they're going to get in your face, and they're going to grind you down, and that's what the Stars want. So even if you look at face-offs for Vegas, they beat the Stars in that area, which is an indication that they are digging in a little bit more. They are fighting for position. They are creating their own chances, and Stars just didn't have any pushback last night. So hopefully tomorrow the Stars have the ability to – they have to look at their game. They have to be better at it in a lot of areas, and it's being tougher, really.
Brent Severn joined us here at 105 Through the Fan. I see a lot of this on social media. I'm on a text chain with some friends about – they're all complaining about the officials. You know, the Stars were like they were basically on the penalty kill like the entire second period. Do you think they've been having some BS calls against them?
Well, when I was with the Stars in 99, there's always BS calls, always. You know what I mean? If you moan and cry about it, you know what I mean? You're in a lot of trouble. But if you're Alexander Radulov and you chop a guy in his hands in the middle of the neutral zone for no apparent reason, that's not a good thing to do. So you always look back on the guys and you have to take fewer penalties. And when Vegas pushes back and you're taking penalties, that's a Stars issue. That's not a referee issue. You know, I'm a big proponent of referees. I know people like to bag on them a lot, but just go over to Europe. You know, you want to see bad refereeing, you can watch those guys. But the NHL referees are good. Stars have to be more disciplined in a lot of areas, not just line changes or defensive coverage. They also have to be better at not taking penalties.
Do you expect to see Ben Bishop again in this postseason?
Wow, you are throwing some tough questions early, huh? You guys must add your coffee.
I'm on cup number
four.
Brent,
I'm really trying to get a handle on what's going on with him. A lot of Stars fans are ready to go after the organization for starting him in that game against Colorado when they were up 3-1. And then I'm asking myself, is Khudobin, I know he's playing better, but is he your best option moving forward? Is Ben Bishop even healthy? Is he available? Like, what's going on there?
Well, obviously, right from camp, you know, he's been injured, right? He was in and out of practices. It was, where's Ben Bishop? Right from day one when this thing started. So I think you go back to that game, and I know Stars fans are a little upset about that. But in reality, I side with Bonus on making that decision. For your top goalie to come to you and say he is healthy, he is ready to play, and he wants to hop in there in a back-to-back scenario, and he's signed for a long-term contract, you're going to play the kid, and you're going to give him a chance. I think it was a perfect time to test the waters because, in reality, it did work for them. They eventually won the series, right? But it is a tough one not to tell your number one goalie that he can't play because, in a back-to-back scenario with Khudobin playing so much, I think it's a good call. I thought it was a good call, even though it didn't work out. Yeah, we look now and say, well, that's bonehead. But really, if you go back and it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you got to make your decision on the goaltender, I think most coaches would have made that decision.
So
there you go. Take that.
So, Brent, as a surface-level hockey fan, which you so nicely pointed out to start the segment, all I've heard about this team for years, Ben and Sagan. But I don't hear that too much during the games, and we're not saying their names too much in the morning after recaps. Are they underperforming? Are they just not their best players right now? Are you expecting more from them moving forward? What's up with the two guys that have been the faces of the organization?
No, it's like you're digged. You're underperforming in that. Very zero creativity, and it's kind of like Ben and Sagan. They're having a little trouble too as well, right? For Sagan. Sorry, I had to do it. For Sagan. Yeah, he's not engaged enough at times. And he's a guy that just wants to sit off to the right of the goaltender and send his little shots, right? He's got this great shot, but that's what he's relying on. And he's not getting to the front of the net. I can really think of just two games. One was in the Calgary series, and there was one other game where he was actually engaged physically. He was giving and taking hits. He was trying to get to the middle of the ice. In playoffs, you have to battle. You can't just have these Ovechkin-type shots where you're 15 feet away from the net and you're going to be able to just shelf one. And so he struggled that way to create offensively. For Jamie Benn, I think he's been better. You know, you notice him when he's tough and he's rough and he's engaged. And, you know, he's got a lot of points over this past little time frame, but the consistency for him has not been there. So when you look at both of these guys, the level of consistency, I think, is what you're talking about for high-end players that are making $12 million a year that are supposed to score. We are obviously, as hockey fans and Stars fans, we want more from that group.
So basically what I'm getting from this is, like, you know, it's not so much anything the Stars didn't do. Like, Vegas is the one that is, you know, they barely even tested Leonard last night. So it wasn't so much the Stars just underperforming. It was more, this is what Vegas does. This is what they're going to do. And this is going to be an ugly dogfight series if they want to win this.
Yeah, absolutely. When you only get, the Stars only had four shots from the slot. The slot is the area in front of the net. Four. That's it throughout the entire game. That is not nearly enough. So you're going to see a little more concerted effort to get in the way of Leonard. Yeah, Leonard, he had a practice, right? He's blocking shots from distance. Sagan's teeing him up from distance, and he's coming out, and he's challenging. And, yeah, he's looking like Ken Dryden of the 1970s. You have to Google that for you guys. Ken Dryden in the 70s.
Damn.
And then it was a really easy night for him, I thought, right? Where the other night, you know, they put a little bit more on Fleury. Fleury had to be outstanding, but the Stars themselves have to match the intensity of a team that is not going to give you much. They've got four lines that can really roll. Their system, Pete DeBoer is the coach of the Vegas Knights, and his system really is predicated on five guys being up in the play, five guys being back. So it's like a blanket. You know, it's like quicksand in front of their net where you have to fight your way in and fight your way out to get the puck, and the Stars will have to do that if they want to be in this series.
Man. Brent, this was an awesome final appearance for you in the history of this program. So entertaining, so good-looking on television, and unfortunately we won't be hearing it anymore this early in the morning.
Let's drop the mitts. Let's drop the mitts, man. Let's go.
That's beautiful. I've got a tear, guys. I got a tear in the eye. That's beautiful.
Brent, thank you, man. We appreciate it. You're the best. Thank you. How good is
yes.
he?
Yes. Yes. So great.
Brent Severn.
I want more of that.
Right here on DFW Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.